In this bulletin, tributes flow for celebrated Aboriginal singer-songwriter and elder Archie Roach. A rising death toll as floods devastate the US state of Kentucky. And in sport, Australian marathon runner Jessica Stenson wins a history-making Commonwealth Games gold medal. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Celebrated Indigenous singer-songwriter Archie Roach has died at the age of 66. The Gunditjmara and Bundjalung elder, songman and storyteller died at Victoria's Warrnambool Base Hospital, surrounded by family and loved ones after a long illness. In a statement, his sons say they are heartbroken by the death of their father, who was a healer and a unifying force. Mr. Roach was best known for his debut single, Took the Children Away, which reflected his experience as a member of the Stolen Generation. He was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame in 2020. A private ceremony will be held in his honour. At least 25 people, including four children, have died in floods unleashed by torrential rains in the US state of Kentucky, with authorities expecting more fatalities. Heavy rains of up to 25 centimetres have pounded the east of the state since Wednesday, sweeping through homes, washing out roads and pushing rivers over their banks. The floods were the second major national disaster to strike Kentucky in 7 months, following a swarm of tornadoes that claimed nearly 80 lives in the western part of the state in December. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the rescue response has been hampered by a lack of communication.
A lot of places that don't have service yet, the challenge has been getting to them to set up some of those mobile service towers. Providers as well as emergency management have mobile towers that we can get up. But again, it is about safely getting there. We will, when cell phone service is fully restored, start getting a much more accurate picture about people missing.
Iraq's caretaker prime minister has called for restraint after thousands of followers of an influential Shiite cleric stormed the country's parliament for the second time this week. The group of demonstrators were protesting government formation efforts led by cleric Muqtada Sadr's rivals, an alliance of Iran-backed groups. Speaking in Baghdad hours after the parliament was breached, the prime minister urged political factions to sit down and negotiate for the sake of the country.
It is crucial to stay away from the language of treason and exclusion. It is crucial to have a high and unified patriotic spirit. 1,000 days of quiet dialogue are better than a moment of shedding a drop of Iraqi blood.
Over 100 people have been reported injured in the violence. Australia could be on the cusp of historic change, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese outlining plans for constitutional amendments and a referendum for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Speaking at the Garma Festival in Arnhem Land yesterday, the Prime Minister revealed a draft of the question he believes could be put to the Australian people in the referendum, consisting of a simple yes or no question about supporting a voice. Mr. Albanese has told NITV this has been an important goal for him for many years.
We should be honoured to share this island continent with the oldest continuous civilization on the planet. And I see this as an incredible opportunity to enrich the nation.
Liberal Senator Michaelia Cash says the opposition is still weighing up its position and wants to see more detail. Recently retired tennis great Ash Barty has married her longtime partner Gary Kisick. The 26-year-old former world number one has revealed her marriage to the trainee professional golfer in a wedding day photograph posted on her Instagram account. The pair exchanged their vows in a private ceremony in Queensland earlier this month. Barty shocked the sporting world in March when she announced her retirement from professional tennis at the age of 25. Turning to sport, and Australian Jessica Stenson has won a history-making medal in the women's marathon at the Commonwealth Games. The 34-year-old has become the first female marathoner to win 3 Commonwealth medals. She completed the race in a time of 2 hours, 27 minutes and 31 seconds. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.